Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In studio with me now, Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, consultant to the RIAC. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Nothing really to talk about in the budget except the carbon tax that'll shove up the price of fuels by a few cent per litre.
Yeah, just a little kick in passing at motorists. And remember that fossil fuel users are still 90% of the consumers out there. So it's a little bit of a drug for government. Very tempting just to chuck a little cent on here while everything else is going on. But it comes directly out of people's
pockets.
But
you've got a way of avoiding fuel costs.
Well, there we go. I'm happy to announce that diesel is now free for everybody. Can you run your car for free? Well, there was a very good piece by Neil Briscoe in the Irish Times yesterday, and he was looking at, can you actually get free electricity to run your EV? And the answer is sort of yes. So if you consider that a 20 square metre panel on the roof of your house, which is kind of standard size for a suburban house, that's going to produce, it'll depend a little bit on orientation, but about 2,600 kilowatts of electricity per annum. Now, you can look at that in a couple of different ways. Firstly, that could be about 30 to 40% of normal household needs for your electricity. But I think more interestingly, that'll charge a typical EV 37 times.
Okay.
And if you look at average mileage at 15,000 kilometres, again, a little bit of a sway is because it's kind of how long is a piece of string. But if you do the sums, a typical EV doing average mileage will need to charge 32 times per annum. So if your solar panel will give you 37 of those, there you go. That is free.
I've got to buy my solar panel.
Well, this is it. So there's a couple of things you have to do to make this whiz work for you. Firstly, the way that you would do it is during the day, your solar panels will sell your capacity back into the grid because normally you'll charge your EV at night. At night, you use one of those ultra low tariff rates, can get down as low as 7.5 cents per kilowatt, so you can charge your car very cheaply, and that will net out. But here's one of the reasons why I think the deck is a little bit stacked against people who don't have means up front, because you have to pony up the capital for you to get these savings. You're going to need to spend about maybe 10 grand putting up your solar panels. You're then going to have to buy an EV, and they're a lot more expensive up front. You could buy a secondhand diesel, or you're going to buy a new EV. So it's only if you can afford that capital spend up front and be patient enough to wait 5 to 7 years.
But I mean, I'm looking at EVs that are coming in under 20 grand now. Now, the range is not the 400, 500K. It might be 250 to 300K. But for most people, that's perfectly adequate.
And we're also getting secondhand EVs that are more and more coming online now. And the ranges are getting better, as you say. But right now, you know, Budget Day 2025, what is the punter to do? You could have a consumer saying, okay, I need a car. I could buy this old diesel. It's going to run for a while yet, vomiting gas into the atmosphere, but it's going to run for me for quite a while yet, and I'll give the government their extra 2 cents on a litre of fuel. Or I could put solar panels on my house, invest in a charging point, buy an EV, and provided I have the money to pay for that up front, the maths work for me. And in 5 years, 6 years, that'll start paying me.
And your electricity bill is coming down anyway.
Your electricity bill is coming down anyway. So, but as I say, where I think the deck is stacked against the punter is it only really works if you've got the money up front to make the long-term investment. And if you can't put that much money in one spot at the moment, you go ahead and you buy the old diesel. So,
good news for people who drive SUVs, no word of taxing them for their weight or length.
Yeah, another dog that didn't bark. I mean, I was expecting a few things from this budget. I had a detailed chat with Dara O'Brien back in July, and there are a couple of things that we might have seen. One was a weight tax or dimensions tax on SUVs, which would have been interesting. And the other was some sort of scrappage scheme. So you scrap your diesel, you get your EV. Neither of those things are, to my mind, very complicated. And to me, it's a little bit disappointing that we saw nothing about them.
And they may not, of course, require a budget to introduce. So
we'll
see. We'll watch.
Yeah, it's true. It's normally budget time you hear about these things.
Okay, Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, consultant to the RIAC. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.